Influence of the messages in critical situations. The feeling was growing that some changes in politics and general plans should be made at the Pacific Press. With this, there developed a feeling that implicated the manager, C. H. Jones, as the scapegoat, that he was the man mostly responsible for the commercial work and for the problems that it brought. A tide of criticism enveloped the employees. As the time neared for the constituency meeting, at which a board would be chosen and officers selected to manage the institution, Jones wrote a 9-page letter to Ellen White in which he mentioned some of the problems that would be discussed, including, should they dispose of the commercial work? About half the time of the employees and half of the investment would be affected, should they sell the plant in Oakland, move to a more rural area, and build a plant of moderate size? Etc. On the closing page of his letter, he bluntly stated that he did not plan to accept any responsibility in connection with the Pacific Press for the coming year. The situation, he felt, was such that he should take up other work, perhaps assisting his son, a physician in Santa Barbara. For 31 years he had been connected with denominational publishing work, 8 with the Review and Herald and 23 with the Pacific Press. He declared, "My life has been put into this institution. I have had no separate interest, but my whole time and attention has been given to building up the Pacific Press." C. H. Jones to EGW, April 16, 1902. He recognized that he had made mistakes, and he expressed his feeling of regret as he contemplated severing his connection with the institution, even though he thought that this was the best move. He invited any counsel that Mrs. White might have for him. Soon after receiving this letter from Jones, she was shown in the night season how things were in the Pacific Press, and she was given a most unexpected testimony, after which she wrote a kind letter of counsel to brother and sister Jones. 2 days later she penned a message addressed to my brethren in positions of responsibility in the Pacific Press. She came directly to the point, opening the letter with, "The case of Brother C. H. Jones has been presented to me. Should he resign his position to take up some other line of work? If the Lord should say, 'This is my will,' it would be right for Brother Jones to do this. When the Lord selects a man who in his sight is the proper man for this place, it will be right for Brother Jones to sever his connection with the Pacific Press. But at present the Lord does not accept his resignation." Mrs. White spoke at the Sanitarium Church on Sabbath, April 26, and then on Sunday made the journey to Oakland and to the C. H. Jones home, where she was to stay as a guest. The constituency meeting opened on Monday morning with a good representation present. On Monday afternoon, Mrs. White was the principal speaker. As the letter to Jones was read to the constituency, followed by the reading of the 21-page testimony to the men in positions of responsibility in the Pacific Press, hearts were touched. In reporting the meeting, the Pacific Union Recorder stated, "The Spirit of the Lord came into the meeting, and many hearts were melted to tears." Following her remarks, there was a spirited social meeting, in which many confessions were made, and the entire audience manifested their desire to reconsecrate themselves to the service of the Lord by a rising vote, May 22, 1902. What a contrast from the ordinary corporation constituency meeting! Among the actions taken were these: that we instruct the incoming board of directors to make a continuous effort to reduce commercial work and develop the publication of religious, educational, and health literature. Also, that we recommend that the incoming board of directors dispose of the plant as a whole, or in part, as Providence may open the way. We also recommend that, in case the plant is sold, a smaller plant be established in some rural district convenient for our denominational work, for the training and education of missionaries. A board of 7 was chosen, and C. H. Jones was wholeheartedly and unanimously returned to his position as manager, a position he was to hold for another 31 years.